What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. So today I'm excited because we officially just purchased our first company, which is crazy. And so I'm going to talk to you about that today, what I learned, and some things that might help you along your journey as well.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so I can't tell you all the details yet because we're still like, I don't know. And we'll officially announce it to the world, what it is, why, and all that kind of stuff later. But we finished signing all the paperwork today, which is crazy because like 2 days ago, I had signed 96 signatures. And then it was like another like 20. And then today was a couple more. So it's like over 100 and something signatures I had to sign to officially get this company. And it's exciting. It's our first ever acquisition. Now, I said I bought a lot of things in the past, right? We bought Traffic Secrets. We bought Mastermind.com. Bought Bootstrap. Bought SalesFunnels.com. Like we bought really expensive domains, but not like full acting businesses, right? This is the first time where it's a business that we purchased that has huge cash flows and all sorts of crazy stuff. And I want to share with you guys just because hopefully it gives you guys just a different way to look at business. It's definitely given me a different way to look at business, which is one of the reasons why we did this. And a lot of you guys know my philosophies and principles on business, right? That's what we talk about all the time. That's what my books are about. That's what this podcast is about. You know, and there's different ways to grow a business. You know, one way is that the more traditional, where you get an idea, you get a bunch of investors, you raise money, and then you go and you create something cool. I hate that way, as you know. So we are the bootstrapped way, which is like create something amazing and then create front-end offers that self-liquidate, that bring customers in, and then, you know, that's the bootstrap model we've been doing that I love. But there's other ways to grow a business as well. And this is what I wanted to talk about because this has been something really, really interesting to us. And I'm not going to share all the stats, the numbers, and all that kind of stuff, partially because I don't know if I'm legally allowed to, partially because I don't know the numbers. I wasn't involved with all the day-to-day because I'm no longer the CEO. Dave did all the work. I just had to sign a million times. But I want to give you like some structural concepts to think through that were really, really cool for me. So part of my understanding of this dates back to about a decade ago. I was actually in a mastermind meeting in Mexico and sitting next to this dude, and he is a different kind of business person than me, right? Like I'm like startup guy, start a business, grow it, scale it, launch it, all that kind of stuff. Where he was like, he told me, he's like, I'm not an entrepreneur. He's like, you entrepreneurs start stuff, it's amazing. He's like, I'm in mergers and acquisitions. And I think he had bought like 60 or 70 businesses and bought and sold and made a ton of money. And so I was trying to understand him. I'm like, so you never started a business? He's like, no, you guys do that. That's like way too hard. He's like, what I do instead, he's like, I find entrepreneurs like you. And he's like, what you have to understand, he's like, and again, I'm probably going to mess up these numbers, but this is just illustration purposes, right? He said, if you look at your businesses, right? He's like, at a certain level, let's say you're at like $3 million. He's like, you're only going to sell for like a 3X multiple, right? So maybe you'll get $9 million for it. He's like, but at $10 million, you'll sell for a 5X or a 10X multiple, whatever it is, right? I don't know. But like, that's what he's explaining. I'm like, okay. He's like, so right now, like you, let's say your company's making $3 million, like best case, you're going to get 3X. And it's probably closer to 3X net. But anyway, regardless, he said, so what I do is like, I find three or four companies that are each doing $3 million a year. And they're each, you know, valued at 3X, let's say. He's like, and I buy all four of them or all three of them. Let's say it's four companies at 3 million each, bundle them together. Now, he said, now because the revenue of this new company is now $12 million. He's like, I can sell that. So I bought it for 3X, but I can sell it now for 6X or for 10X or whatever it is. He's like, that's all I do. I just find a market I want to be in. I find three companies that are selling at 3X. I buy all three of them. I bundle them together, and now they're worth 5X or 6X or whatever it is. And then I flip them, and he's like, that's my business. He's like, so I have these entrepreneurs like you guys who are geniuses who go start and launch these businesses, and I just come in as the acquisition guy. Acquire three or four of you, bundle them together, and then your value goes up because of how much more you're worth. And that was his business. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And so it's been interesting over the last 12 months or so. We've been with ClickFunnels, like trying to understand, like, what are our valuations? How do things work? Like what are we actually worth? You know, in my head, we're worth like $10 billion, but we're probably not in real life. And so it's interesting because, you know, there's, and then anyway, there. the valuation game is annoying to me because there's tons of ways. Like some companies evaluate off top line, some are just off of EBITDA, some are off whatever. But let's just say for example, let's just say ClickFunnels is worth 10x our EBITDA, right? And I don't even know what that is. Let's say it's $50 million. So that means 50 million times 10 would be worth half a billion, right? And so by us acquiring this company, let's say that company has, I don't know, $20 million EBITDA, right? So we, I'm messing these numbers in my head. But regardless, let's say we spend, I don't know, $20, $30, $40, $50 million on this company. We buy it, right? And we plug it in. But then the EBITDA, let's say the EBITDA they had is worth $20 million, right? We plug that into our thing. It increases our EBITDA $20 million times a 10x valuation is $200 million. So maybe we spend, you know, whatever, $40, $50 million buying this thing, but the value instantly it adds to our company is $100 million or $200 million or whatever it is, right? So instantly, just by bundling the two companies together, our value goes up way more than what we actually spend for. So like that's like the first thing that's really, really interesting that I had never considered until we started doing this deal, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, even if like we never make our money back, the value of our company dramatically goes up because we're adding all their revenues and their profits to our bottom line, which is like fascinating. And then from there, we also get the customer flow and the lead flow and the cash flow and like all the other things that come with building a company or buying a company as well. And it's just the synergy is really, really interesting. And so anyway, so that was this, again, our first acquisition. And now we're finishing the process. We literally finished it today, which is crazy. It got me excited to start thinking like, okay, what other deals like this are there where we can buy a company for X amount of dollars, we plug it into our beast, you know, our machine, and it instantly, you know, whatever X is the value of our company. But then also get lead flow, customer flow, cash flow, all other things as well that kind of come in. And it's really interesting and fascinating. So anyway, just a different way to look at business that I wanted to kind of share with you guys, because I've already had a lot of people like, why are you buying a business? Why would you do that? Why would you, you know, all the things that kind of come with that. And I want to share that because it's just a different perspective that I hadn't thought a lot about prior to 10 years ago when I met my merger and acquisition guy. And so I would look at that for your guys' own business as well. Like, think about, like, is there a business that in your market that you could acquire, that you could bundle together? Also, now you get more customers, you get more traffic, but also you're adding to your cash flow, right? Like, you buy this company, it doubles your cash flow, and now it increases the value of your company because now you're in a different, bracket of what businesses are selling for and trading for that number, and then, you know, it kind of goes from there. So anyway, it's an interesting game. It's a different game than I'm used to playing. You know, I'm much more comfortable in the whole, like, let's build a company and grow it and scale it through paid ads and organically without taking on any VC money. That's the world I understand. And this new one of like mergers and acquisitions is just fascinating to me because it's going to get us to our goals way faster. You know, my goal, you know, we've talked about a lot. My goal is $1 billion valuation. My goal is, you know, take over the world, change the world, all these different things, right? And it's just getting us there faster, hopefully. I mean, honestly, I'm like 30 minutes into owning this new company and I have no idea. Maybe it'll actually turn out really bad. Maybe things fall apart. I don't know. We're going to find out. But I'm hopeful. I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really cool opportunity. And so as we move forward, I will share with you guys on the podcast here behind the scenes of what we're doing. When I'm able to, I'll talk more about the companies and how they're synergistic and how we're using their lead flow and how we're using their funnels that we're acquiring and how we're using us in the back end and how we're just all the other fun things. Honestly, in my head, a lot of it's not vague. Like, I know a vision of where I'm going with things, but we're going to be actually executing on it, and I'll be sharing the vision with my team and with everybody over the next little bit, and it's exciting. So anyway, it's a fun time to be alive. So many fun things happening. I hope you guys, this episode just gets you thinking a little bit differently. Who could you acquire? And if not acquiring, there's also like licensing. There's 3 or 4 deals right now where we're going to existing companies that have really good content or software things. And instead of acquiring them full out, because maybe they don't have the customers or maybe they don't have the lead flow or maybe whatever, there's a million reasons why. Instead, we're just doing licensing deals where we're licensing the technology and plugging it in and then we can start selling it. We're licensing their intellectual property. We're licensing things. Like there's a lot more fun ways to grow businesses than just the traditional stuff. So, anyway, I'm curious if you guys are interested, if you guys like, would you want to know more information about us buying companies? Would you like more information about licensing? Like, what would be the things that you guys would want me to go deeper on? I'd love to hear. Let me know. The best way to do it actually is take a snapshot of this podcast episode, post it on Instagram or Facebook and tag me in it, and then post in the comments, like what else you'd like to know? Like, what would be the other things that you'd love to hear more about? So anyway, hope that helps. I'm going to go bounce and have some lunch and celebrate the acquisition of our new company. I'm so excited. I just wanted to celebrate that with you guys right now. And help you understand a little bit of reasons why. And like I said, over the next few months, now that you know about it, I can give you more, you know, gives you, now you have context, I can share more the insights, details, and other cool stuff as well. So that's it. Thanks so much. And we'll talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.